Hey everybody, welcome to Myopia Movies. This week we are back in the swamp with Shrek 2. Who knows when we'll be back, but you guys, I guess, demanded it, and so almost a year later we come back. Anyway, our season's coming to a close very soon, and we appreciate those who listened, those who contributed, and those who shared us. You're why we keep doing it, so please keep doing it. Thanks, everyone.
Accidentally in love. Welcome to Myopia. Welcome to Myopia Movies. This week, we're doing Shrek 2. Since last season, around this time, we did Shrek 1. And we'll eventually do Shreks until we die. I don't know if I'm going to do that musical, though.
There's a Shrek 3 and 4.
There's 3 and 4. There's like a Spooktacular.
Or 3. Yeah, oh yeah, Spooktacular.
And then if you count Puss in Boots, the spinoff.
And then there's two of those.
Yeah, which is great movies.
Or is there two of those? One of those in a TV show?
Here's the thing.
Oh, a thing.
Well, no.
But there's just, one where Puss in Boots is doing these boots are made for walking.
It's probably out there, but when companies like Disney and DreamWorks get a title that's kid friendly, they're gonna milk the shit out of it.
Oh, I mean, every Disney movie since Frozen had a built-in sequel. Yeah. Like, you know, and they have their TV specials. Some of them get shows like Tangled. Like, they're gonna milk it until kids start hating it. And then they'll do it for another 5 years for their parents, ironically. And then when those kids hit their 20s, they'll like it again earnestly.
Yeah.
That's why Lilo and Stitch is getting talk now. It's just a fine movie, but it's 20 years old and it bombed at the time. So, anyway,
it was 9/11. That made it worse.
9/11. There's an episode of old Family Guy where Lois runs for public office and just wins because every time there's a debate, she just says 9/11, and then everyone cheers, and then she gets popular. Oh, God help me. Anyway, so it's Shrek 2, and we're accidentally in love. I will take this song over Smash Mouth any day. I will say, though, this soundtrack, it almost thinks it's a soundtrack movie.
Yeah.
But they're all shitty covers of the songs we want to hear.
Living the Vida Loca by Eddie Murphy and Antonio Banderas. I'll take that over.
Oh,
the original.
But there was a lot of songs where I'm just like, who is this supposed to be sung by? And it's not. It's just a weird 90s or early 2000s cover.
Yeah, this movie is so zeitgeist. It starts out with Lord of the Rings joke.
It did. It did. It did. It did.
This, like,
I think I have a problem
with
this.
Did we start this properly? We got no intro.
I did the intro, didn't we? Or did I not introduce
you? You didn't introduce it. They don't know who's speaking right now.
They probably know me.
You probably recognize my voice, too.
All right. My name is Steve.
From Housewares.
This is Nick.
Atlanta author Matthew W. Quinn. Check out my new book, Serpent Sword.
This is Daniel. I'm kidding. This is Nor.
Hello there. This is Daniel.
This is Daniel. This is Nor.
Daniel's non-union Mexican equivalent.
Yes.
Why do you make everyone Mexican?
Yeah,
you're the one who introduced the joke to me.
You have me believe Tom Cruise was Mexican in Minority Report.
This is what we were talking about.
How about non-union Canadian equivalent?
I can
eh.
I do look at North and think Canadian immediately
because I'm nice and optimistic.
Yeah, maple syrup.
Do you like poutine?
But I do like poutine. It's the only thing that combines gravy, cheese, and fries together.
Do I have a milkshake for you?
let's talk about Shrek.
That's about as joke gross as the opening montage. Remember when they have a farting competition in
that's
their sewage
love.
Tank?
That's love. I think you found true love when you can fart in front of each other.
I mean, on purpose, yeah. Especially when you don't have kids around to blame humorously.
That's very true.
But it's cute. I will say. I've rewatched all of these movies fairly recently because I have a daughter, and somehow some of these jokes are funny. Clearly she doesn't get a lot of them. Because like you said, it's very zeitgeisty. Why would she know a Lord of the Rings joke?
That's for us.
That's right.
Yeah.
A lot of it's also not too late. It's Lord of the Rings. It's a timeless movie, but this is after the last movie came out by like 2 years or something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know. I think this movie is just kind of out of sorts about itself. I don't know.
I thought it was freaking hilarious.
I'm sure you did.
As a sequel, this is one of the greatest sequels to a movie.
It's up there with Godfather
2. It is up there with Godfather 2. It's up there with, let's see, what's a good sequel?
Home Alone, Lost in New York.
Yeah, Donald Trump was in that movie. Great movie. Let's see.
Don't Deport Nor. He's one of my favorites.
I was born here. But if I can get a free trip back to Africa, I'm not mad. It's just like $8,000. But yeah, no. Shrek 2, I really enjoyed it. It was funny. I remember watching it in theaters. After that, we went to a restaurant that served you only cereal. So it was a great day to be a kid for me, at least, you know?
I could swear I took my little sister to see this movie, that or the first one.
Yeah. The first one is 2000.
Mm-hmm.
This one was 2004, I think.
Which is crazy because, like, okay, so obviously Mike Myers is the one that voices Shrek. But I'm sure you guys know this, but for those who don't know, Chris Farley was originally intended to voice
the original Shrek.
Shrek, which people would know. Chris Farley is a lovable big guy from SNL.
Matt Foley,
movies like Tommy Boy, Black Sheep,
Beverly Hills Ninja.
And his last one was the one he did with the guy from Friends. It's Chandler. What's the actor's name?
With Matthew Perry?
Yeah, it's a Matthew Perry, Chris Farley movie, and they're competing with Lewis and Clark to be the first ones.
Almost Heroes.
Oh.
That's the one. I keep wanting to say Almost Famous. It's Almost Heroes.
Almost Heroes, yeah.
That's the one he died filming, I think. Now, if you want to see something crazy, you could look this up on YouTube, but they released the animatics of the original with Chris Farley's original audio.
Yeah.
So, because he had recorded almost the whole movie.
What year did he die?
He died in 99, 2000.
So, this is by the time they would have started animation.
Yeah. And so, like, they made some animation changes because essentially they animate to the voice because the mouth stuff is hard.
Yeah.
I enjoyed my own misspeak. But then when they had to do changing the audio, tweaking the audio, he had died. So just Mike Myers made the whole thing, which, you know, is what it is.
Yeah. And he made it. The voice of Shrek was not always Scottish or
it just sounds like a blustery Chris Farley.
Chris Farley,
like,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
What is he? He's all thumbs. He's
yeah. Like, oh my God, like, get out of my swamp. You know, that sort of thing, you know?
That's exactly what it is. It's that big throaty thing he does. Yeah. When he's like, go! That's.
Yeah. Which, if you think about it now, if you think about it, like, even who, because, you know, obviously him and Adam Sandler were close, they have almost like kind of the same. Adam Sandler is Chris Farley without the physical humor. They have the same impulses. They have the same, you know, just, but yeah. Even Chris Rock, he's one of those things. He has a very particular voice, and he grunges, and he's loud when he's trying to make a point.
Well, and maybe that's why I give all them so much of a free pass, because, like, I saw that season of Fargo. Chris Rock was fine. But it's just, there's something about that era of humor where they just have that timing that I think of as comedy.
Yeah.
You know, and there's rumors right now of there being a Wayne's World 3 coming up, which I would just like to want to watch Mike Myers again. There's just so much he's done recently that I just don't give a shit about.
So you're not a fan of the Love Guru? Is that what you're saying?
That's what dipped him hard.
But there was a show he just did on Netflix called The Triumvirate, where he played three dudes at secretly control the world.
I really wanted to like that show.
That first episode where he made a Key and Peele joke because Keegan-Michael Key was a character, I was just like, you just ruined this, because the whole point, Austin Powers is funny because it's timeless. You're setting it in exactly a stupid minute for a joke that no one's going to care about.
Yeah.
And
he's low-key been in movies like Babylon, which is a flop that they had. Margot Robbie, Kristen Bell, Robert De Niro. He was also...
Can you imagine if there was another blonde actress in Hollywood? I like Margot Robbie, but she's in everything. How many stupid movies has she done in between being Harley Quinn?
Well, she's going to be Barbie. Opposite Ryan Gosling and Simu Woo, who played Shang-Chi. So
it's like La La Land for plastic people.
I mean, I, Tanya was great. Wolf of Wall Street was great.
I like her.
But it's, I just think we're getting fatigued.
Now, A, we're getting fatigued.
Oh, we have Babylon.
And B, how many garages do you need to build? Babylon, I mean, Babylon bombed, but it's
wasn't a three-hour-long coke orgy.
Kind of.
Wait, there was Babylon? No, there was Babylon, and then there was Amsterdam. There was two of those movies.
A three-hour-long pot orgy next?
Yeah. No, that's it was flop after flop for her. It was Amsterdam, which she did with Christian Bale, and then Babylon she did with Brad Pitt. We don't hear about those movies because they didn't do well.
Okay? They don't exist.
And even Babylon had Tobey Maguire, which, again, I only saw trailers, I haven't seen it, but, yeah. We need to talk about Shrek 2.
Instead of Margot Robbie, they had Cameron Diaz.
Who's fine. I think she acts, I mean, it's voice acting. She does a good job.
Yeah.
And better than Rupert Everett.
The cast of this second one's actually pretty. I'm looking at it right now. Of course, you got coming back Mike Myers as Shrek, Eddie Murphy as Donkey, Antonio Banderas as Puss in Boots. This is something that surprised me. In one of the scenes in the movie, do you know who played the ugly stepsister?
Ray Liotta.
Larry King. Yes. You're close. And that to me just threw me off.
The one wearing suspenders.
Yeah.
What do you want?
You love this film. You want to do the plot synopsis?
Yeah, sure.
Me love it. Let's do it.
So this is a sequel from Shrek 1 where...
Don't worry. You're fine. If you haven't seen the first one, you might be able to get it.
Well, I'll tell you what happens. Shrek marries Fiona and this essentially
and they're
is...
they're accidentally
and
they, in love.
And that's right. You are accidentally in love. From those who don't remember from the first movie, Fiona was a human and then we finally go into the details of exactly what happened to her. So essentially there was some type of curse and we kind of get to reason why she turns into an ogre later on, I guess to some gene mixing towards, you know. Anyways, so basically the movie starts off explaining basically the first movie, and then you go into a montage of Shrek and Fiona's honeymoon, which you get the famous farting mud bath bubble scene and the Lord of the Rings reference when...
We are so accidentally in love.
Yeah. And that is true love. And then
he makes out with Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, that's true.
And Fiona chucks her into the ocean.
Yeah, there's a lot of Disney's reference, as you mentioned to me earlier.
Yeah, so this is... listen to Disremembered. It's out there.
Yeah.
But what had happened was there was a guy named Jeffrey Katzenberg who was originally working with Michael Eisner. And then they had a falling out. And so when he left, he founds DreamWorks Animation, which this is. And so Lord Farquaad is just Michael Eisner. And the whole first one makes a lot of Disney jokes, too. Right. But this one just goes whole hog. They're like, they like it. And in fact, out of spite, since Disney had been pushing, since Walt Disney to get an Academy Award for Best Animated Picture, right? Yeah. And they first come up with it in whatever the late 90s or and then so it's the first award. Shrek wins it. The first because this was also like the bad days of Disney. Early 2000s is like lost
this
Atlantis.
Is like when Steve Jobs had left. And
this is when they were battling over Pixar and that was falling apart. And Disney, right. Michael Eisner was about to get kicked out too, and so like they made all these expensive movies like Atlantis that no one talks about other than this
great
podcast.
Movie.
Yeah.
No, as you say, but also there is a huge difference between Shrek 2 and what's the popular, let's say, Toy Story 2. You know,
yes.
It was this. It is the fact that they kind of cracked a formula that Disney is kind of trying and doing. It made a movie for kids, but snuck in adult references for us to enjoy when we go to the theater.
Okay,
you know?
So I have a dual question here.
What's up?
Does 2004 Nor
right
rewatch this one or rewatch Toy Story 2?
2004 Nor would watch Toy Story 2.
Now, what does 2023 Nor choose?
Shrek 2.
Yeah.
Because,
I mean, Toy Story 2 to me is a movie, you know, like a movie.
Right.
This is almost a parody film.
Right.
And I will say, of the four of them, because I have a kid, I've seen them all recently, This one is the one that is the most movie of them all.
Yeah.
I think this, I mean, because it essentially retells the same plot. It has the same moral, which is
right.
You should be okay with yourself, right? That's the first one. He thinks she wants to be a beautiful like lady again. No, she's happy being an ogre. She's like, right, be proud of who you are. That's what right. The first one is. They unlearn it completely and relearn it in this movie from the other perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fine. It's fine.
But there's also small, like I said, 2004, I was, how old was I in 2004? 11? I don't know. I was young. And some of these subtleties in the movies now that I watch as an adult, like there's a whole scene where it's like tonight on nights.
That was the fun. One of the and funniest then
they, also, what are they watching?
Right. How are they watching? Where's electricity in this? You know,
they play the Hawaii 5-0 theme. Right. Immediately.
And then,
like,
and then Antonio Banderas' character is a puss. They're pat searching him. What comes up? Catnip.
Which they plant on him.
Which they and they're pepper. Spraying. I mean, come on. Like that's
that scene was hilarious.
That to me,
dude. When he's running away on the back of donkey, it's a white Bronco joke.
See, like I mean,
again, this is like a Naked Gun movie. This is a parody film almost. Yeah, it's like, very funny.
I didn't know who OJ was when I was 12. I heard of him, you know.
But it's like, also again, it's a Hawaii 5-0 joke. Who's that for? That's your dad in the back going,
yeah, like, you know.
You're watching it in the theater. He somehow has a beard. And he's just like, it's so funny.
Anyways, let me back up and try to set that up. This Marvel
the Shrek cinematic
Cinematic universe. They're on their honeymoon. Shrek and Fiona, and they come back.
Oh, and it's very clear that they plow each other. Like, this is a very sexual
they're,
couple.
There, I can't cuss, but they are plowing each other during this time.
Gross ogre
just
sex.
Just with the mud and the noises.
And it's also
and stuff,
funny.
So it's just great.
And this is random because and this is only because
they
I've
consummated the marriage.
Oh, dude, they definitely did.
He made an honest ogre out of her.
They de-sex her a little bit from the first one because she has, like, she's super, like, curvy
super
in the
thin,
first
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in this one, she's a little bit slimmed out. I get the feeling they're like, okay, Katzenberg, you're going to make a lot of shit jokes. We can't let her tits be that big again. Because, like, it's just, here that everyone is, like, much more modest, but in the next one, it gets, they're like, just fuck it.
Did they desexualize Fiona when she was an ogre from the first and second movie?
Yeah, she's, like, in the first one, it's very noticeable. Here they tone it down. Also, I know, it's weird for us to sexualize
Shrek.
Well, no, I was going to say Fiona, because everyone sexualizes Shrek.
I don't understand.
They have a whole joke sequence with Shrek getting sexualized.
Video.
Dude.
There's a video.
There's Jill, and she's got a bucket. And, like, dude, shit's about to go down.
Shit's about to go down.
So,
anyways, they come back from their honeymoon.
And
Donkey, who seems to be having some relationship issues, is just crashing at his other place.
It's not explained, but at the end we get monstrosities.
But
is that the post credit sequence or something?
Well, he says she's been acting moody and things lately, and we're like, oh, okay, they broke up because he's a donkey and she's a dragon, a girl dragon, and essentially they just get an invitation from Fiona's parents, King and Queen, voiced by John Cleese and Julie Andrews, royalty right there, to come to the land of far, far away so they could meet what they thought was Prince Charming, which was originally supposed to take Fiona from the tallest towers and gave the first love true kiss that broke the spell of the ogre.
Yeah, we meet Prince Charming, and he finds the cross-dressing wolf in the bed.
Yeah, from
reading,
the Three Little Pigs.
Reading Pork Illustrated.
That shit. See, again, I would have not noticed that as a kid.
And he does, and they make a joke which doesn't really hold up, but he goes, he found the gender-confused wolf, which doesn't feel okay anymore.
Oh, I guess I missed that.
But it's because he's dressed like the granny.
The granny, yeah.
It's the big bad wolf.
Who looks like a fox.
I'm just saying, I think the big bad wolf was probably the first transgender character ever to be made.
I mean, first of all, it depends on what you consider, like, the issue. Is it that he likes to dress as a woman? Is she the big bad wolf? Because if it's not that, we're talking Bugs Bunny, who is not only dressed like a woman, he's very happy to be a woman. And sometimes the joke is that it's actually a boy bunny instead of a girl bunny, and they pull the wig off, and guess what he does? He kisses them again anyway, because he is Bugs, and his sexuality is his own business.
So to that matter, is the fox dressed up as the grandma, Bugs Bunny dressed up as the lady, Tyler Perry, Martin Lawrence, who else dresses up as a woman?
Robin Williams.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they not allowed in Tennessee?
They wouldn't be. Well, some of the people you mentioned are dead, but the rest of them, I don't think Bugs Bunny would be allowed in Tennessee.
No. Or Tyler Perry.
He is a wascally wabbit.
He's the wascally wabbit. So yeah, they go into the land of far, far away in their onion carriage, which is a subtlety joke to the first one, because ogres are like onions.
They are accidentally in love.
And Donkey stows away and just annoys Shrek.
Yeah.
So, are we there yet? A lot.
A lot, yeah.
And then we meet the parents.
But before we get there, we're treated to this montage of what is known to be the medieval Beverly Hills, you know, with the palm trees and the things. It was just nice, you know. And then their onion carriage rolls up to the palace, and then with this elaborate music. And then I think John Woo probably directed this scene because there was pigeons. And then, you know, they open the door, and then here comes two ogres and a donkey, and everyone's like, meow. Almost like a deboner noise.
That's right. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And then actually, this is what actually my favorite sequence of the entire movie is. As they're approaching each other, Shrek and the king are basically almost kind of playing off each other's their words, and it's the way they're cutting the scene is just like the last sentence this person says is the first word of someone, you know. I think one of them was just like, yo, Shrek said to Fiona, hey, we got to get out of here because this is a bad. And then the king was like, idea, we get out of here and we close the doors, act like we're not asleep or something like that. So it's back and forth till you actually meet.
Then Shrek is actually trying, like, well, I know where Fiona gets her good looks from.
He is trying. But like diversity, he knew that her white parents would not be accepted of his green lifestyle.
I mean, and
guess who's coming for dinner with
him? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And Bernie Mac is angry.
And the most aggressive eating in human history.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. It's a meal of the kingdom. You know, you have courses where you eat clam, then wash your hands with a bowl from the table. And then, of course, you know, roasted pig, chicken, lobster.
Yeah, the suckling pig is where they throw it up in the sky somehow because things don't matter.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Fiona storms off and whatever. And
it turns out the fairy godmother comes to see her and does a musical number about how she needs a prince with a handsome tush, who we later find out is actually her son.
Yes.
Prince Charming.
Who is a spoiled narcissist with Jamie Lannister hair that he waves about.
Well, I would say, if we're making the Disney joke, it's just very 90s hair. This is like Disney
Taylor Thomas.
Yeah.
Who was it? Exactly. Was it Pocahontas?
Oh, yeah, John Smith.
Very John Smith-like features and, you know.
Well, and again, I just try to remind you, like, Katzenberg left Disney in 94, so all that stuff between is just access to great. The last movie he worked on before he left, in fact, was The Little Mermaid, right? Like, and so there's a Little Mermaid
the
ref.
The one with the penis priest thing?
Yeah. But that's why there's a Little Mermaid ref in this.
That is true.
And the last theme park to open that he worked on was MGM Studios. So yes, it looks like Beverly Hills, but if you've been to Disney World, which is now called Hollywood Studios, that's what MGM. It looks like.
Yeah, it does.
Because it's designed to look like Rodeo Drive and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just everywhere here, I just love that there's a Disney joke crammed in. The best one, of course, is the first one when they first arrive at the castle and there's an animatronic thing dancing.
It's a small world. I didn't realize. I didn't notice that it was a reference to Disney with the whole like Disneyland and stuff when the Farquaad one overcompensating much.
Which I think he means he has a small...
Yeah, even the shit that Lord Farquaad was saying. I mean, like, if you think about, like, how Disney animators would be worked to the bone. He was like, some of you may die.
Yes.
Others, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Shrek, dinner scene. And then, yeah, Fiona meets her fairy godmother.
This is where we have the musical number that's like straight out of Be Our Guest.
Yeah.
And the dancing furniture in the end. And she's like, no, I'm married to an ogre. And the fairy godmother's like, well, she shits her britches. Because it's supposed to be her son, Prince Charming, played by Rupert Everett, which is, his character is weird. It's fine.
And so apparently, yeah, and apparently there's some sort of deal made. We'll get to the specifics later. And basically the fairy godmother kidnaps King Harold and takes him to a McDonald's.
Yes, because she is so mad she has to eat carbs.
A diet has been ruined.
Yeah, she's breaking her diet by eating wraps. I thought wraps were the diet food.
Could have been shawarma, so it could have been like a really hard pita bread with a lot of like lamb.
Could have been burritos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, burrito too.
I mean, wraps are only healthy if you don't fill them with cheese.
I disagree.
Yeah, she pulls out a Big Henry instead of a Big Mac.
Yeah.
It's like I'm the guy who gains weight by going to Subway. It's just like, it's okay. It's healthy. Double the cheese.
Or being a pedophile. You know, anyways, yeah.
I love how he's just back at it. Back in jail.
Oh, Jared.
Just wanted to eat turkey clubs, and then there was child pornography.
I imagine he's getting turkey clubbed at the moment.
Ah, whackity, smackity doo.
$5. Anyways. To Matt.
No, you should finish that joke.
No, what? No, it's a kid's show. I can't talk about Jared. Anyways, it's a kid's show. So basically fairy godmother was just like, yo, you messed up. You need to be able to fix this. So, you know, eliminate the ogre, essentially, in which the king goes to a evil mythical bar, a henchman bar, which, if you think about it, is a playoff of Disney's like evil tunes that they did in the late 90s, early 2000s, where they just wanted to like only show, you know, have them all the villains like Jafar and just whatever. Yeah. And so basically
that at any moment could become a stunt spectacular.
Right. Yeah. Right. and then he is looking for the ugly stepsister, which I said earlier is voiced by Larry King. Larry King. Tonight.
Ugly stepsister helps Mida someone.
Yeah. And then essentially he's looking for an ogre killer, in which they're like, no, Larry's like, nobody does that except this guy. That's what my Larry King.
The guy who we later see licking his crotch.
Yes. Which is
for you. I could be
Antonio Banderas, which was actually like probably one of the best additions. Actually, Banderas as a whole is a great actor.
Previous episode
Zorro.
Yeah, Mask of Zorro.
Where we have so many Antonio Banderas jokes.
Well,
Antonio Banderas,
he's so good. Yeah. I mean, and he shows up in shit, and you're just like, wait, is Antonio? Maybe this isn't a bad movie.
He was in he was in Expendables 3, again, one of my trilogies that I watched. He was the best part of that movie. Spy Kids. Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Have you done that?
We have not done that one, no.
Which is a great movie to watch.
We haven't done Desperado. We have to do that first.
Desperado. No, he wasn't until Dusk Till Dawn. That was...
what was that terrible movie from a few years ago?
With Antonio Banderas? I have never heard of it.
Oh, no. He's the part... He shows up, and again, you're convinced, hey, is this a good movie? Like, just a little bit? Oh, Life Itself. God, that was a shitty movie. But, like, there's a segment where he's doing... Like, he's the guy, and you're just like... Wait, was I wrong about everything else? Is it okay? And then he leaves, and you're just like, no, I was right. It was bad. This is all bad. He's also in Machete Kills. So
yes. Who was the directors? There was like one guy, because the guy who did Machete Kills is also the same guy that directed Spy Kids, by the way, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. You're absolutely right. It's Robert Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He gets Cheech from Cheech and Chong. And Antonio Banderas and Danny Trejo, and boom, movie.
Yeah. You got yourself a picture.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Puss in Boots is an assassin, which, again, these are all old fairy tales. And if you haven't read the kids' book or seen the original in a while, it lays out the premise pretty well. It's just a stereotypical fairy tale world, and they're here to fix it. That's it.
They're here to fix it.
Yeah. And he's your ogre killer.
Yes. I'm going to talk in the Antonio Banderas voice.
I just realized he plays a Spanish... basically, Puss in Boots is Zorro as a cat.
And he's
probably a bit hornier.
Literary character.
Yes. Yes. And I guess he tries to kill Shrek, but fails.
And then they're going to neuter him.
Yes. In which they says, don't, we'll spare you. And then he's indebted to Shrek and Donkey.
It's around here that Shrek finds out about like how him and Fiona have already had the huge fight, but that this Prince Charming guy is coming because Fairy Godmother shows up and says, like, you know, you shouldn't be married to
right.
No ogres. God, I hate that woman.
I know.
It's okay. She's not real.
Check it.
It's over there.
Apologies if you hear a cat in the background.
The cat has never been more hungry, even though it just ate probably two meals.
Yeah. Does your cat do a thing where it meows hello? Because mine does now.
We lock it in the basement because, like, Saturday morning when I'm trying to get an extra 20 minutes of sleep, you just hear wah 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 wah, and I'm just like,
sounds like a siren.
In full disclosure, Nick has a very nice basement. It is air conditioned, a full bar, TV. Cats are just chilling. So when you say lock in the basement, I think of a whole put the lotion in a basket situation.
You shit in that corner. Corner looking off at a clean, you should shit in that corner. Anyway, so cats are assholes. That's what this is about.
Puss in Boots.
Yeah. So very quickly he is vanquished because he actually can't kill Shrek, and then Shrek finds out that his father-in-law tried to murder him. This says of a chain of events where essentially they're gonna rob the fairy godmother to find a loving whatever.
Potion. Happily ever after potion.
Yeah.
And which leads them, they masquerade,
I mean,
as
usually
like
they charge you extra for the happily ever after.
true. Which so is actually
they masquerade as union reps trying to check out the plant.
Yeah. And actually there was a great joke where there's like, how do we get in contact with her? It's like, does someone have her card? And it's like, she only appears if someone cries. And like they try to contact her, they make Donkey cry because they hit him in the donkey. And and then this is the part that I remember when I was a kid. I was rolling. It went straight to voicemail. Yeah. There's no cell phones, so it just went straight to voicemail. That was just So they end up trying to go to her factory, which is worked by elves.
Yeah, it's staffed by the minions who are one bad hat choice away from the Ku Klux Klan.
Absolutely. Oh yes. That could have. You know what? That
could have. They made some design choices, that's for sure.
No, I just love when like they approach the offices, they hit up the secretary and be like, yo, is Fairy Godmother there? He's like, she's not here. And then she's on the intercom saying she wants like a skinny half calf macchiato. And then the only way they were able to infiltrate this again, which is an adult joke, it was like, we're from the union. And he's like, oh my god, we don't even have dental. I didn't really care about that when I was a kid.
Strange joke.
Right. But now as an adult, I'm like, dude, that sucks. And you working there with this boss? No, I can't imagine. So, yeah. I loved rewatching this as an adult because I was picking up on the references that they try to do, you know. So they hijack the factory.
Yeah. And they kind of sort of destroy it. There's a showdown scene with the fairy godmother, which doesn't really matter here. Mm. But she just announces the plot that she should have never been married to Shrek. She should have been married to Prince Charming, who was supposed to rescue him, yada, yada, yada. But anyway, so they break out, they steal a potion, and then accidentally cause the apocalypse, like a magic apocalypse.
They drink it, and it causes storms, and everyone loses consciousness, and Shrek and Fiona wake up as humans. And Donkey is a stallion. I'm sexy!
White Bronco.
I also misunderstood the point of the potion. because I was like, are they supposed to fall in love?
Then I was like, there was two potions, if I'm not mistaken. One potion to make you desire and give that one true kiss, and I think she had maybe an extra one.
There's one. But
who is Donkey supposed to kiss to make it so that he doesn't change out?
I think they were just doing an animal testing on him. Well, to see if
yeah,
it works.
Yeah, but he still took the pill. So does that mean the dragon temporarily turned into another animal? Like, is,
or maybe does
for a second did the dragon turn into a sheep and lose its goddamn mind? Like,
or maybe it turned into a human or another horse,
so she could ride him.
Yes. Or there's probably some subplot where he goes and tried to reconsummate their relationship, which explains the end of this movie.
Because, they were accidentally in love.
I can't fucking... The biology and how this movie ends doesn't make any freaking sense to me.
When the donkey dragon... Oh, my
God. Look at my little mutant babies.
Anyways.
Cut to black.
You spoiled it. No,
I gotta get a job.
There's half donkey, half dragons. As a 12-year-old, 11-year-old, whenever I saw this, and I'm like... Oh, okay. Sure.
You're doing the faceless scream.
But you got to think about, understand, like, she is a reptile and he is a mammal. She lays eggs and he doesn't. Donkey. He donkeys it. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, how is this consummated? Did he get lost in Dragon? Anyways, it's a kid show. It's a kid show. It's a kid show. It's a kid show. It's a kid movie. It's a kid movie.
Dude,
it's a kid
movie. No. What the movie makes, like, because it's very clear that Shrek and Fiona fuck. Like, they're, like, the weirdest sexual couple you've ever been around.
Yeah.
But, like, Donkey and Dragon do not need to be having sex.
No.
But they throw it in our face.
Well, that's why we didn't get Donkey and Dragon 2 or 1.
Someone's getting Shrek'd.
Someone's getting Shrek'd.
Do you feel the Shrek tonight?
Yeah. So anyways, they drink these potions, and Shrek turns into, I don't know, how would you describe his
horrifying.
All those girls think he's hot.
Yes. So
girls, any guy that's tall with a good jawline, every girl's infatuated. Every shallow girl is
like
that.
Thanks, Nora.
Thank you, good buddy. Yeah.
No.
No, you're not.
But
do I have a strong chin?
You do have a strong chin, man. You do have a strong chin.
But I was just...
But I was like, you could have a good chin, tall, but be butt ugly.
Well, but the funny thing to me is Fiona looks like
Cameron Diaz.
Well, yeah, but and Cameron Diaz is a beautiful woman, but she looks like an attractive human being.
Mm.
Like they softened her figure, like they made her look like an attractive woman, which would look like a Disney princess in a Disney universe. Shrek as a man is like a different animator drew it completely.
Yeah.
Like, he has those weird big ears. His chin is like he's a Street Fighter character. Like, yeah. It's out to here. It's just...
It would have made sense if they mirrored him off of actual Mike Myers.
I mean,
well,
do Bruce Campbell. Give him a chin. That's fine. It's just...
Right.
He looks like he's a different animation style.
Because the guy that voiced Prince Charming does not look like... Lannister dude from Game of Thrones.
But he looks more like Fiona, right? The animation style is more like that.
Mm-hmm.
But even he's kind of ugly. It's like a different animator of this movie, and no one's attractive. It's very strange. Like, even the women who are fawning over him, there's a woman who brings him a bucket of water, and turns out it's Jill from Jack and Jill. And you're just like, okay, I get the joke, but what is happening?
Like, they had to tone down the sexiness.
His pants almost fall off, and the girls are like, ah, and they cream their jeans. It's very like, which is, it is what it is.
Yeah. And which you have.
Again, there's a lot of sex for a kid's movie.
Yep. Yep. Mm. Mm. Yeah. There is. Again, as an adult, I picked that up and I like it. But no, so I guess Shrek thinks that he's turned to a human with Donkey.
Why is it always midnight?
What?
Why is it always midnight?
He has to kiss his true love by midnight. And that's
right.
And
otherwise, I guess, they go back to the other form.
And again, that's a whole Disney, you know, thing.
Why is it always midnight?
And so they go back to the land of far, far away after hijacking some people for clothes because... It transforms your body, but not your clothes, unless you're a donkey.
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, that joke is fine. Yeah. But they ride into town with on Donkey, and Donkey, again, you mentioned he's a sexy steed now, as he says. And they walk to town, and like, panties are dropping, man. Like, it's really just like,
yeah.
And then we have a closed door. Fars, they're slamming. They're like, where is he? And then Shaggy and Scooby run by. And then it turns out that she's looking for Shrek, and he's Prince Charming now, pretending to be Shrek.
Because Fairy Godmother has got human Shrek locked up somewhere.
That's right.
Yeah, after, and we mentioned this earlier.
Because I think the Fairy Godmother and Prince Charming saw human Shrek and steed Donkey and realized they could play this.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I think the same night that this is all happening, I think there's supposed to be some type of gala at the castle. In which the morning, you know, Fiona wakes up and she's human, and they see actual Prince Charming, where they say she is Shrek. And I guess there's this type of Oscar-like red carpet event where they're introducing all the celebrities that are coming through, the three blind mice, the Munchkins, and things like that. But coincidentally, as this is happening,
Uma Thurman doesn't remember the Red Sox.
Oh my God.
So meanwhile, Shrek and Donkey and Puss in Boots have been jailed.
Yeah, they've been jailed. Luckily,
some of their friends back in Shrek's house have been watching Knights.
Not cops, Knights.
And seeing them getting arrested, and so they have to break them out of jail.
Yeah.
Oh, and this is where we get the, do you know the Muffin Man? It's the giant, this one. Is that like he goes to the Muffin Man's house to make a giant?
Yeah, he's down on Close Drive.
But no. First, you have the Mission Impossible.
Yes, you got, there's two references.
You want to talk about a reference? That movie came out in 96. That's an 8-year-old reference.
And people still know it.
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. And
because
then,
we're old men.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious when this movie first came out.
Really? I saw this in college. Yeah.
Because
I was in college too.
No, I didn't see it with you. I saw it at campus. I mean, I was more just trying to get laid, but, you know. Fiona, but like.
Hey, both versions for me, I'll be honest with you. Anyways.
So
they're in jail.
Hey.
chained up with a skylight, which Pinocchio, the three blind mice, I forgot.
The big bad wolf
is there too.
Oh, the three little pigs at times.
The
mice are there. The mice become important in a minute.
Yeah, so they're basically Pinocchio, Mission and Tom Cruise is down.
Yeah.
And as he Tom Cruise
is the power of feet or which, Scientology.
Which he's like tangled up, and then they finally get to the like level where they are at. And then this, as a kid, this was funny to me. I remember it's like, quick, tell a lie. So Pinocchio's nose could extend to the reach, so the mice of them. And he's like, I think Donkey's like, yeah, or sorry, Bronco, saying like, yeah, say something crazy like you're wearing ladies' underwear. And he's like, I'm wearing ladies' underwear. And his nose doesn't grow because Pinocchio's nose grows
like
when he
the
likes.
Comfort.
Yeah, yeah. And then, yeah. It's a thong. Why would a wooden toy need a thong? Maybe just a feel.
Because Geppetto was a very lonely old man.
He doesn't have butt cheeks.
He doesn't have butt cheeks. Speaking of Pinocchio, I do want to see the Guillermo del Toro version. They won an Oscar for that.
Sounds really sad.
The story is sad.
Even Disney couldn't save it from being sad.
I mean, the Cronenberg horror scene alone with another child of like whatever, all the boys are getting drunk, and he turns into donkeys. Shit, it's terrifying.
In the Netflix one, the original real boy gets killed by a bombing raid.
Oh God, didn't know that. There's how many Pinocchio movies are there?
Oh, there's way too many. They need to stop making Pinocchio movies, Peter Pan movies, Three Musketeers movies. The last one had blimps in it. Like just fucking stop.
And Orlando Bloom doing his best Johnny Depp Jack Sparrow impression.
Well, and the further you go back, watch the old ones because they're incredibly stupid and more fun because they don't give a shit.
I think we did a Three Musketeers.
We did the Man in the Iron Mask.
One.
Yeah.
One of the 90s ones. We should do the original one, which is just Young Guns with swords instead, right? Like it's Emilio Estevez.
Is that the one where
Charlie
he gets
Sheen.
Shot but his cross blocks the bullet?
Yeah.
And Richelieu is perving on the queen.
Well, yeah. Spoiler alert.
You'll forget about it by the time we get to it.
Yeah, I probably am.
There was something else I was going to bring up. It's long gone. My brain is all over the place today.
Yeah, so they They break Shrek out of jail after making jokes about Pinocchio wearing a thong. Mm-hmm.
And then they have to go to the Muffin Man.
Yeah, to get Godzilla.
They need a lot of flour.
And so at one point it destroys a Farbucks. So they run across the street to another.
So they're just doing Fight Club now.
Capitalism. Yeah.
To another Farbucks.
Yeah.
Which is a Lewis Black joke from the same time.
Yeah.
So the shopping center and saw Starbucks across the street from another Starbucks.
And then I guess...
Oh, you're going Jack Nicholson there for a second.
Mm. So they...
There's a Starbucks near the other Starbucks.
The big gingerbread man tries to storm the capital. I mean, the castle. And...
January 6th.
He attempts to January... But he is... No, actually, they were successful, too. So he January 6th it. And I think they fire something and then one of his gumdrops falls and the mini, gingerbread man's like, oh no,
his gumdrop buttons.
And the way they take down the giant gingerbread man is hilarious because they essentially get a bunch of milk. A giant milk frother heat thing. They hit him with it twice. One was too foamy. He's like, less foam, more milk. Like, this is the actual battle going on. While inside...
Battle of Helm's Deep.
Yeah. This is the Battle of Helm's Deep. While inside, there is a banquet where Fiona is getting on to Prince Charming because he doesn't seem like Shrek. And then the fairy godmother goes into this musical number, which, you know...
Holding out for a hero.
Right. Which essentially, like... The kiss, the spell still occurs to Fiona. If she kisses her true love by the minute, whatever, she's stuck like that forever. So this whole race is to get to Fiona before the actual kiss happens.
And Puss in Boots throws down a bunch of armored knights, first by doing that sad kitty face. They're like, he just pulls a knife out.
And then you get this sequence of events where, you know, it's almost like,
it's like a movie.
It's like a yes. Sequence events almost like
no,
a movie.
No, I mean, they're like chasing each other to try to fall in love. Rupert Everett shows up. He gets headbutted because Fiona knows it's not really Shrek. Because
mm-hmm. they actually kiss and the spell didn't work.
Because he hasn't violently farted yet.
Because Harold, mm-hmm. King Harold took the potion, the magical roofies meant for Fiona.
That's very true. That's very true. Yes, 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 indeed.
And he fell in love with the fairy god. Like,
no, well,
it's a love potion. There should be an effect, but there's not.
So, which we kind of maybe, and this is the part where this is the big reveal of the entire movie. So, fairy godmother gets upset and tries to kill Shrek.
She does.
But Glenn Close's character, the king,
Adavacadabra,
just jumps in there. The whatever.
His plate mail reflects the beam.
Yes, his two fairy god, which she disappears. And, you know, we think the king is dead because he evaporated, but no. What actually happens, it reverse engineered the spell in which he was the frog.
He was the frog prince.
He was the frog prince that the queen or whatever kissed to make him a handsome prince. And which he was being very hypocritical to Shrek, and Donkey points that out. He was like, you give me all this. Yeah. So.
And Disney was like, you think that's a Frog Prince movie? We're going to make a movie called The Frog Prince.
5 years later.
Yeah, Princess and the Frog.
This. Princess of the Frog, which came out after this.
Yeah.
Which is now what I believe Splash Mountain is going to be, so it's less racist.
It was racist, wasn't
it? It was based on A Song of the South, which is a movie that I don't think is racist, but people don't like the characters. But Zippity Doodah is catchy.
I wrote that 20 times.
Yeah,
in a row.
So, yeah, I mean the movie itself is more boring than racist.
Should we all start very mournfully singing Zippity Doodah?
Absolutely not.
I didn't know that was a racist song.
It's not
a racist song.
Oh, okay.
We could talk about Joel Chandler hair, local boy done good. Joel Chandler hair in a bit, but that's not for this podcast because one day they might make us do Song of the South, which you can find some boots of, but. Anyway, at the end, then they sing Living La Vida Loca, and everyone's like, oh no.
There's a freeze frame dance number that'll jump off the stage.
Yeah. We have a party.
Living La Vida Loca. I went Russian there for a second.
You did.
And then you get to see Donkey Dragon Babies.
I've been sad this whole time, but I don't know why. And then all of a sudden, baby!
That's why you were moody the whole time.
And I bet you these were toys that they tried to sell. His little fucking nightmares.
We have some real sensitive souls here.
It's like okay, for those who probably can't imagine this, imagine if Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy had a baby. There is a
Muppet movie where they had like horror babies.
Well, there is in Christmas Story,
the girl pigs and boy frogs.
Well, and then there's also Muppet Babies where we have them as children, which is, there's something else. Is there no, still green pigs? Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, green eggs and ham.
That's why I don't eat bacon. That's why I'm Muslim. Because of Miss Piggy.
You would not eat moi. I would rewatch that Disney The Muppets show.
Yeah, recently. I need to watch that.
It's a lot of fun. It's a shame it got canceled. But
they weren't ready for it.
America wasn't ready for it 10 years ago. I was there, though. I was watching it every night. The Muppets.
Come up with you would title. Watch moi.
That's kind of the show. And that's actually really fucking good.
Yeah, it's actually really good.
Thank you, Kermit. Nikki.
Kirby.
I can do Kermit, though. That's all I got. I like Rolf. Rolf's pretty good.
I can do a good Mr. Beaker.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good. That's pretty
good. Stick out your chin. You're like, yeah, I can do Beaker. I can do Beaker. Anyway, I mean, we can wrap it up here. After Monster Babies, we have another song. It's a bunch of covers. I don't know. I think the soundtrack is interesting, but not great. But at this point, people were on the Shrek train, so they performed for Shrek, you know, which is fine. How about the movie? Matt, what'd you think?
I thought this movie was freaking hilarious. I loved it.
It's fine.
It's a great movie when you're 12. It's a great movie when you're 30.
I'm not as rambunctious as you, but I will admit, I had more fun than I thought I was going to have.
Right.
Some of the jokes, though, are so 90s tongue-in-cheek throwaway nonsense. I was like, oh, God, come on. Tell me something about the plot. Because this is probably a better script than the first one, and it's funnier than the first one.
Mm.
And if you were to ask me to watch all of them, which I have, what's the best? It's probably this one.
Mm-hmm.
But there are parts where they're just like, the script is too plot intensive. Let's stop everything and have a bunch of jokes all at once. And some of those jokes age poorly or feel dated. And it's just because we're the age it was kind of aimed for. I can't imagine. I watched this with my daughter. She liked a lot of it. But in a couple of years, it's not like she's going to get those jokes any better. It's very dated.
Right.
Even like the version of We Need a Hero is like designed to be a version we heard when we were kids because it was on not only movies, but like it was in the specials. It was
the radio.
It was just referenced a lot. Like they're not going to get it. Other than the words are We Need a Hero and whatever. I enjoyed it. I'd recommend it. It's one of those nostalgia things where you probably saw Shrek. You probably like Shrek. That first one, I think, doesn't work as well in the long run. This one is just funny. If you don't like the humor, you're not going to like it because the rest of the movie isn't great. But if you're in the mood for that kind of nostalgic humor, you're fine. You could do worse. You could do much worse.
Agreed.
Well, I mean, again, like we did Bill and Ted, but like nowadays the idea of them saying like the R word, I'm not going to, the R word for someone who you think is dumb.
Yeah.
Or calling someone like a gay guy.
The F word, yeah.
Yeah. They do that in both of them. And I'm just like, that doesn't age well. There's nothing in here that ages poorly. It's just weird. It's a very sexy kids movie.
That's very true. Very true.
Not in that way. I've said it. It's fine. That Lola Bunny. Ugh. They should have made her
baby
sexier
donkey
this
dragons.
One. They had donkey dragons. They had stinky donkey dragons. They could fly. Yeah.
Now Donkey's got to get a job.
And now he has to get a job. Doesn't want to be a welfare donkey or whatever that joke was. The last joke of this movie. I got to get a job. And you're just like, oh, come on, Eddie.
Well, then he won't at least be bothering Shrek constantly.
No, at the beginning of the third one, they just show up, play date. And you're just like, guys, this is the third Shrek movie. Although the fourth one.
I think that's the one where
he wish he was never born.
Or never met, he goes
to a kid's birthday party and just like Shreks out and starts throwing kids through things.
I think the third one, Justin Timberlake is in it.
Yeah, he's Fiona's cousin.
He's King Arthur.
Yes, that's what it is.
Shrek doesn't want to be king. The dad, the king is dying, so Shrek would be next in line. So he goes on a quest to find another king, which is Arthur.
Hell, I don't want to get into your grill, man. You're help, I'm being kidnapped by a monster who's trying to relate to me.
We'll do that next year, I'm sure.
For Shrek 3.
For Shrek 3. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for doing what you do. This is a product of passion, and we love to do it, but we'd like to hear from you as well, because we know you're listening. I can see the numbers. You in Montana. But you know,
you in Uganda,
Ghana with those wonderful movie posters.
That's interesting enough.
We put the U in Uganda.
Good one.
We put the hotel in anyway.
Oh. Oh. Wow.
I'm Ethiopian. We're allowed to make jokes.
I was going to say we're the inn in India, and then you were like, and you just went.
Movie reference.
Yes, that's right. That's a Don Cheadle joke right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so keep sharing, keep circulating the tapes, and look for us on socials. I got nothing after a Hotel Rwanda joke. Thanks, everyone.
Season 9 of Myopia Movies is produced by Nick Hoffman and Daniel Suttis. It is hosted by Nick Hoffman and stars Daniel Suttis and Matt Quinn. The theme music is Surf Shimmy by Kevin MacLeod of Incomtech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and review us wherever podcasts are found. Thanks, guys.